And our last takeout comes from our listeners. We got a huge response to the conversation we had yesterday about distracted driving.
See, my problem is I really don't feel like stopping the car like every 5 seconds to answer a text message. My dad's like, oh, well, why don't you just pull over? It's a lot easier. You can just answer it then.
That's 19-year-old Alicia Jones, who spoke to yesterday. Her father is actually a New Jersey state trooper. Well, Patricia wrote on our website, it made my blood boil to hear Alicia complain that she doesn't want to have to pull over every time a text message comes in. This bespeaks a level of self-importance so high that even personal safety, let alone the safety of others, must be sacrificed to keep up with the latest whatever. How about exercise? Some patience and maturity. And Steve posted on the comments page, those horrified by the attitude of the sergeant's daughter and obsessed by technology may be overlooking a more insidious cultural phenomenon. Whenever in a TV or film show a driver and a passenger happen to be conversing inside a car, the driver repeatedly turns to look at the passenger, thereby taking his or her eyes off the road. And Amanda from Joplin, Missouri suggests this possible solution. The best deterrent to texting while driving is peer pressure. Next time you suspect someone who texts you might be in the car, respond by mocking them mercilessly, then refusing to reply until they're out of the car. Disapproval from friends can be a serious motivator. That's why I stopped. And Bruce from Detroit, Michigan, had another idea.
I don't text while I'm driving, and I'm thinking, since all cell phones have a GPS chip in them, why don't they have a warning that pops up that tells you you're in a moving vehicle?
We have the technology. That could work.
Yeah. That's right. If you have a solution to this or any problem, keep them coming at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.